Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How she caught me, loves. You're listening to the Max City Morning Show.
Everybody, Keith Simpson here from Neral Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Neral Toyota, our ongoing sponsor. Thank you for your support. We really do appreciate it. Now, everybody at home knows I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Christina Jennings, and I am from the Big T Dot, born and raised in Scarborough.
Okay.
And I love people, and okay. I've traveled a lot. All around. I lived out east for a while, moved to Fort McMurray about 2 years ago now. Okay. So it's big change, big difference in Toronto.
No doubt. Yeah. Let's talk about Toronto for a little bit before we get into why you're actually here. What is the big deal about Toronto for the people at home? Like, I've been there a few times. So people who are from Toronto love Toronto. So What is it about Toronto?
Well, it's busy. You're never bored. There's always something to do. No matter where you are and which group you're hanging out with, there's always a lot going on.
Right.
So it's never a dull moment. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
So fast paced, though.
You grew up there from like your childhood, born and raised, and then you moved out east when you were an adult, I'm assuming.
When I was in my 20s.
Okay. So what's it like? Because I grew up in a small town, Fort McMurray. What's it like growing up in a city? Were you like in a suburb? Were you in like the heart of a downtown? Like, where were you living?
Well, I was in Scarborough, and then I moved to Brampton.
Okay.
And then I was in Niagara. So I was basically in, like, the main busy areas.
Yeah.
So going from that to out east was a huge, huge change.
Mm-hmm.
But I always say my dad actually came to Fort McMurray to visit me last year.
Okay.
For Father's Day, and he said, it's the capital of Newfoundland.
It is.
So I was like, that is correct. Everybody out here is from somewhere, and most is from out east.
East Coast, It actually has the highest population of Newfoundlanders outside of St. John's.
Like,
there's not another place on that island that has more people than we do here. Mm-hmm. So when you were moving to the East Coast, like, what brought you there from Toronto?
I have a lot of family out there.
Okay.
So I used to go down every single summer anyways.
Yeah.
So as I got older and I was traveling a lot, I decided to plant some roots there for a while. So
how long did you live there for?
I was there for 8 years.
8 years. Oh, wow. And you were right out, like an hour outside of St. John's, you were saying?
Yeah. It's just an hour out.
Nice. No, I love the East Coast. Like I was saying before we started filming, I was just there in October and it's awesome. I love St. John's. PEI is my favorite, Charlottetown, but then St. John's is in a very, very close second place.
Yeah.
So then you ended up moving here.
Yep.
And you came here today because you are working at a certain place and you're doing something this weekend. What's that about?
Yeah, I came here 2 years ago and I started working with outreach and the community. I was with King's Kids through All Nations. And just recently I started with the Salvation Army. And they do a lot of things that tug my heart. It's all about the community. It's all about kids. It's all about reaching out and helping people.
Right.
So this actually Saturday coming is going to be it's the biggest fundraiser of the year.
Okay.
So we're doing a big event at the Royal Legion.
Okay.
From 6 to 8.
Okay.
We have your famous Fort McMurray famous Dan Talk, doing some music, some Christmas carols, and we're going to have a Santa Claus and we've got a photo booth. We got some crafts. We've got a hot turkey chicken dinner, just like Christmas. And it's basically just, all the money raised is to go back to the community, and it's to work with doing programs, doing events, doing different outreaches throughout the year.
Right.
So this brings people together, and it's actually the third year we've been doing it, but for the last two, it's been virtual. So this is the first time we can actually do it live, because why not? We hid for long enough.
That's right. That's right.
See each other's faces.
So when you show up to this event, is it like a dinner, or is there outside of Dan, like what else would be there for people to participate in?
Well, we're going to have crafts. We're going to have face painting. We'll have the photo booth.
Yeah.
We're going to have a couple games, door prizes. We have a silent auction of almost 100 items.
Oh, very cool.
Yes. Yeah, so we have a lot of that's online, but a lot of it's going to be in person too. So
nice.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot to do.
Yeah. So Santa's going to be there?
Santa is Mr. and Mrs. Claus.
Oh, that's awesome. So where did this brainchild come from to have Christmas in the middle of the summer?
Well, Christmas is a busy time,
yeah.
right? So especially when it comes to what you're doing it for, if you're raising money for the community. Christmas, a lot of people in Fort McMurray aren't from here.
Yeah.
So they go home or they travel or do whatever. So June is like the very beginning of before summer hits. So I feel like it's the most month where the most people are around.
Right.
You know? And there's a lot, as you know, going on.
That's right.
This past couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's busy.
Very busy.
Now, I got to be honest, I don't know much about the Salvation Army. So you said something that kind of piqued my curiosity. Like, I know that they have a facility which is down the street here on Franklin, and you can go in and you can get clothing. Like, and so that's what I know about Salvation Army. But you were saying programs and stuff. So
yeah.
Like, what does, outside of, and please elaborate on, like, the facility itself, but what does the Salvation Army do?
Well, it does a lot. It works with a lot of getting people off the streets. That's a huge. So we have the thrift store. And then we do a lot with, like, feeding the homeless and trying to get them jobs and trying to get them back on their feet. So there's different programs in the Salvation Army, such as, like, with Waypoints. Like, it's kind of the same deal with getting people help that they need, that need that extra boost, encouragement. So, yeah, we have a thrift store. But there's so many parts of the Salvation Army that people don't realize.
Yeah, I don't know about any of them.
Into it, right? So when you look at different programming and who is going to be behind you to really support you, you need to have an organization that is very trusting and that has that reputation that people trust it and they believe in it. So I believe that the Salvation Army has really given that heart to people, that passion.
Right.
So it's just, there's like the call center. There's many ways that when people need are in need, that that's one of the places they go to.
Okay.
So I'm at the office just down the street.
Okay. And I don't know if this is true or not, but is there accommodations for people there? I know, I thought years ago
there is a shelter.
Okay.
Yes, we do have a shelter.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so roughly, I'm bad with numbers, so you don't have to be exact with this, but roughly how many people can stay in that shelter? And is it right on Franklin as well?
It is. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's in the same facility.
It's right above where the shelter, where the thrift store is, actually.
Oh, okay.
So if, like, there's ones, if they're cleaned up, I should say, more or less, and on their way, then there's upstairs.
Yeah.
There's a room. They have, it's dorms.
Oh,
it's like being
okay.
in college again.
Yeah.
And then we also have one on the main floor just with beds.
And so what's the criteria to, like, because there's a decent amount of, homeless population. So I know, like you said, there's different shelters around town and there's certain criteria that you have to abide by to get in. Is there, like, there has to be a certain criteria to allow people in your facility? Like,
well, it's a process you go through, like anything.
Okay. Yeah.
But as long as someone reaches out, then we won't leave. We won't see anyone go hungry, see anyone on the streets.
Right.
If you want help, there is help.
Okay,
you just have to make that step and just say, I need help.
Yeah.
That's all you got to start with.
And you said you're feeding people as well. So, like, is there, like, a regular food program that takes place there? Or?
Well, they also do it there. Yeah. So they also do that there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so is that, like, three meals a day, one meal a day? Like, what does that look like?
It's 3 meals a day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And there's different activities, too, that there's people that come and do things with them. So it's not just eat and sleep.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Like you said, there's programs for them to take part in. I have to assume, like, trying to, like, job preparation, potentially life skills, so on and so forth.
Helping them with finances and trying to figure out, okay, what can you do? Because everyone can do something.
That's right.
You just got to pull that gift out of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very cool. Well, listen, Tanner tapped his phone just a little while ago. That means he has his questions for his segment, the Max City Minute, ready. That being said, before we throw it into that, we're going to throw it into an ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, Take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we are back. Thank you, Carrie. Appreciate your ongoing support. Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one for you today. What is your favorite Christmas tradition?
My favorite Christmas tradition. I love when, like, being out east in Newfoundland, there was a thing called mummering. And even though it's been years later, I think it's amazing when you do a couple, you show up at different pubs or wherever, house to house, and do a little bit of comedy mummering to bring back your kid days. So that's something I've always, I try to keep that tradition going.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Question number two. What was your favorite thing to play with when you were a child?
My favorite thing to play with. I was a big outdoors person. So whether it was riding my bike or going to the park, it wasn't like it is today. You had to scream at me to get me to come back inside.
Right, right.
So, yeah.
Question number three. What do you think is one local gem you were not expecting when you came here?
One local gem. I didn't know what to expect. So, yeah, your office is not what I was expecting. There's paintings everywhere and events of every kind in this town. So that would definitely be, it was a lot more louder than I expected.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Question number four. What is one thing you enjoy most doing in the community that helps support it?
Events. There's so many going on and there's so many people in this community that is planning events. And I feel like it's as long as we can come together and support each other. I don't believe you should be asking for something just to ask for it. If you aren't willing to get your feet dirty and get out there, then you have to get a receipt, right? So I feel like it's everything, you have to support each other. So if I'm not going to be at your event, I don't expect you at mine.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I feel like that's helping each other is what this town has kept me here for 2 years.
There you go.
And your final question, what is your most memorable Christmas gift you've received?
My most memorable? I would have to say it was from my dad, and it was a teddy bear. It was only a few years ago, and it was very special to me because my dad's my best friend. So he got sick, and he was sick, and he wasn't well, and he picked out a teddy bear for me. So it was very special.
And those have been your five questions.
There we go. So that first question that he asked you, what's that called when you go around Newfoundland? Mummering?
Mummering. You know mummering.
I know mummering, but I mess up like the wording of it. I don't understand how this is a thing. Like that, like I grew up in Fort McMurray, hard East Coast here. Like I don't understand how strangers dress up and just come in your house and just like drink your drinks, eat your food, and then bounce out. And you have no idea who you're letting in your house. But it's a thing.
It is a thing. Now, I don't think it's the safest thing.
No, it's not the safest.
In today's day and world. That's right. Like years ago,
it
definitely, like nobody locked their doors.
No.
You're lucky if you closed your door. So now doing it, you pretty much know
who's coming.
Who's coming.
That's
and
right.
And that they're not going to steal all your food.
Either. That's right. Yeah. Back in the day, like growing up here, I never understood it for a second. That being said, once I started traveling to the East Coast and I spent like more time in Newfoundland in particular, I started to understand it more just based on like the culture of the people and the environment and how overly friendly they are in the East Coast in regards to like, I'm a super friendly guy. I say, hello, how are you doing? Yeah. Just like, I love talking to people, hence the show. And I stand out in Alberta.
Yeah.
That being said, when I go to Newfoundland, I am just an average human being. Mm-hmm. Everybody is so nice and so welcoming.
Would you really say an average human being? Like you're just like everybody else around there?
Well, outside of skin tone, yeah.
Yeah.
Unique. You have unique.
That's right.
But you blend in.
Yeah. The friendliness is like, I was, when I was there, like I was saying, I went with my business partner and we had our quarterly meeting there. And normally when we go into stores, I'm like, hey, how are you doing? Thanks for having us. See you later. And people were beating me to the friendliness.
Yeah.
And we were walking out and he was just like, because he notices it, right? So he's just like, wow, this is a place where like you totally just kind of fit in.
You found your home.
I know. So people are so friendly here. I love it. So yeah, the East Coast is a thing. And that's what I love about Fort McMurray. It was when I moved to Edmonton. It blew my mind that like when you go into the elevators or when you're walking and you're holding a door, nobody says thank you or hello. No. And they look at you like.
Yeah. I got used to saying you're welcome a lot.
Okay.
Before knowing it's not going to be said. No, thank you. I'm just you're welcome.
Yeah. I still do it. Like when I, my business partner, he lives down in Edmonton. So like when I go visit him and we hang out, I'll go to his apartment. We'll go into like the elevator. Mm-hmm. And as soon as we go into the elevator, I'm like, hi, how's everybody doing? Yeah. And he's just like. You know 90% of the time, nobody's going to say hello to you. I'm like, don't care.
But you kill people with kindness.
That's right.
And that goes a long way because they can say all they want about you. But if you're throwing so nice at everyone, like, what are you going to say? That person's too nice. Like,
that's right.
I'm sorry.
That's That's if somebody's going to say anything about me, I'm just like, man, at least a little bit extra with that friendliness. I'm like,
yes,
that's not a bad thing to say about me.
Thanks for the compliment.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So you came here 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. You like it here because of the community and the coming togetherness. But what else about Fort McMurray really has kept you in this community? Because you are from a city and you obviously are adventurous. You don't mind moving around. So what about Fort McMurray has been like, okay, you know, I'll invest my time here.
Yeah. Well, with saying that, I still travel a lot.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so I go home a lot.
Okay.
And I go on different trips. So I still get my fix, I should say.
Yeah.
And in Calgary.
Okay.
Stuff like that. But I love the community. I do. I love people. And I find that it's like a family here.
Okay.
Like when I first moved here, you were telling me that you're born and raised.
Mm-hmm.
You don't meet many people like that. Mm-hmm. Or I definitely don't.
That's right. That's right.
So I didn't have that. I don't have that lonely feeling.
Yeah.
I don't feel like if it's Thanksgiving or if it's Easter, where am I going to go?
Mm-hmm.
We're friends. Everybody is family.
That's right.
So someone is going to come alongside. And so as long as you have that good circle, and I found that here.
That's awesome.
And I found it very quickly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that definitely was a positive part in my walk journey.
When it comes to traveling, where are you going? Where do you like to go?
Anywhere hot. I'm not.
Like Caribbean hot or Mexico? Like where?
I was just in Cuba.
Okay.
Actually. Jamaica. I like to go where I like scenery.
Okay.
And I like beaches like most ladies. But I like nightlife.
Yeah.
Like nice nightlife.
Okay.
I like to dress up.
Yeah.
Go for dinner.
Okay. Yeah,
typical.
Any dream bucket list location that you've yet to visit?
Bora Bora.
Bora Bora. Where's Bora Bora?
I'm going to Bora Bora.
Where's that?
Bora Bora.
I've heard about, what part of the world?
Caribbean.
It's in the Caribbean?
But it's beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hot and it's beautiful. And it's a place my best friend, Nicole, has always wanted to go. And we said, I'm not going to tell you the age we said we were going.
Okay.
But it's coming up.
Okay.
You're
going to do it then?
In the next future.
Okay.
And I'm doing it.
Okay.
That's the plan.
Cool. Yeah, it's in the French Polynesian.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard about it, Bora Bora, but I'm trying to figure out, geography-wise, where in the world.
Like, on a map?
Yeah, roughly.
Maybe you'll go.
Maybe. I love traveling.
Yeah.
I've got a hit list of places.
Do you know where the Cook Islands are?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it's, it's above the Cook Islands and off to the left.
Oh, okay. Mm. There we go.
It's, near Samoa.
So it's not in the Caribbean, then?
Yeah, it's, left of Fiji.
That's right. Oh, that's going to be a fun
Fiji
trip.
Fiji Islands.
Yeah.
Check out all the Fiji Islands.
It's the French Polynesian Islands.
Yeah. No, my thing, I've been blessed. I've seen a lot. They always took us traveling, and I've at this point, and I've been Also want to go to Tokyo, Amsterdam. And then I find, for me in particular, dark.
No, well, that's like, right? That was my biggest, like, shock.
Yeah.
Like, it was midnight, and that's the right. Sun is going down. Yeah. And how do you sleep?
That's right.
And
I'm like, You don't. You
like,
just enjoy it.
Yes, and it's hot until midnight. Like, that's it's not, you don't have, the day never ends.
That's right. So for me in the summer, like, I try my best not to leave Alberta. I try not to leave Fort McMurray in the summer just because it's so awesome.
Yeah.
So, like, those winter getaways.
It's long winters.
It's a long, that's when I'm like, that's when you save your vacation time.
Yes.
So listen, unfortunately, Tanner just tapped his watch, so that means we are out of time. That being said, before we cut you loose today, you get a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Yeah. So I want to say again, come next Saturday, June 10th, to support it. It's from 6 to 8 at the Legion, and it's going to be a good time. And anything that you know, people are doing things with the community, get involved. Be out there.
There we go. Awesome. Yeah. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.